USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No sooner did they resume that North Korea's chief negotiator says talks with the United States on its nuclear program have broken down.
He said it's because the U.S. is being inflexible and won't give up its old viewpoint and attitude. Washington disagrees with that assessment. The State Department says the two sides actually had good discussions in Stockholm that it intends to build on. These talks are the first between the U.S. and North Korea since the February breakdown of the second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Vietnam.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Riders on the new gondola ride that connects Epcot Center with Disney Hollywood Studios and Disney World in Florida were stuck for over an hour last night because of an apparent power failure. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At least four people were injured at an Oktoberfest event in Huntington Beach, California last night as three utility pole explosions sent people like this woman running.
All of a sudden this fire, like an explosion, and then we thought, oh, maybe they're starting a show or something, but then another one happened, and then my friend just grabbed my hand and we just started running, and then there was a third one, so we thought the whole place was going to be on fire.
The incident blamed on a transformer explosion. At least one of the four people injured is reportedly in critical condition. New York City police trying to determine why four homeless men were killed and a fifth was critically injured by a man with a metal pipe.
It's very early on in the investigation. We do have a person of interest that we're speaking to.
Chief of Detectives in Manhattan, Michael Baldassano, says the 24-year-old suspect is also apparently homeless himself. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Dozens are dead and thousands wounded in protests across Iraq as thousands of mostly young men have been demonstrating for 5 days in different parts of that country, demonstrating against corruption, unemployment, and poor public services. Security forces have responded with water cannons, tear gas, and rubber bullets. The Vatican's considering letting some married men become ordained as priests in the Amazon region. A meeting of Amazon region Catholic Church leaders opened by Pope Francis today. And among the matters for discussion, the traditional practice of celibacy by Roman Catholic priests in the Amazon area of South America. The National Catholic Reporter says some among the Amazon leadership are discussing a possible exemption from the celibacy rule there. A legendary British jazz and rock drummer has passed away. A post on Ginger Baker's Facebook page says he passed away peacefully on Sunday morning. He was born in 1939 and started playing the drums and working in jazz and blues-style bands in the 1950s and was a founding member in 1966 with Eric Clapton of Cream. He later worked with Clapton and Steve Winwood in Blind Faith, later forming Ginger Baker's Air Force with Winwood. Ginger Baker was 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.